Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 80, Episode 5 of Der Daily Zeitgeist,
yeah.
A production of iHeartRadio. It's Friday, May 3rd, 2019. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say, officially, off the top, fuck Coke Industries.
fuck
Fox News.
Fuck off.
My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Oh, Jack O'Brien. Yes, Jack O'Brien. Old Jack O'Brien of TDZ. Oh, how I'd love to give an over-under to Jack O'Brien of TDZ.
Woo!
And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray! Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby, how was I supposed to grow? The Zeit Gang stands my problems. Oh, baby, I couldn't just let you go. And now I'm out of dick pills. Show me how to cure my ED. Tell me, Miles Gray, what I need to know about it, cause my horniness is killing me, and I, Her Majesty, she can't believe. That's when I touch her, I shoot my load.
Oh my.
Give me a sign.
So detailed.
Help Miles of Gray one more time.
Wow. Such a detailed peek into
what happens
into your world
between the hours of 5 p.m. and 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hannah Soltis. I mean, god damn. I just saw a bunch of likes showing up, and I was like, what the fuck's going on? I said, oh boy. I think we have to show that one some respect.
I mean, that was beautiful.
Thank you so much. And also, you know, just to clarify, my problem isn't being premature ejaculation, it's erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of mashup, but look, yeah. For hymns, we're still available if you want to buy some ads with us.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe not.
Or Roman, whoever.
Whoever, you know, just don't be problematic.
Just, yeah. Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious comedian and podcast host and beautiful singer, I just found out, before we started rolling.
The first time even.
Jackie Johnson!
Thank you for having me back!
Yeah,
so good to have you.
I was here in September.
Yeah,
you were.
And now
so
you're
much
back.
Has changed. Mm-hmm. My hair has gotten
your
way
hair
longer, right?
Looks great.
Yeah, thank you.
What are you using? What's your secret?
Oh, honey.
Honey?
First of all.
Wow.
I host a show called Natch Butte.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Yes.
All about beauty, skincare, makeup, self-care. We talk about hair a lot, but Jonathan Van Ness was on Natch Butte.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
And really changed my life.
Oh, really?
Basically, I don't wash my hair as much.
Huh.
I sleep on a satin pillowcase. I sleep with my hair on top of my head in a satin scrunchie at night to keep the heat from your body off your hair.
Wow.
I started taking probiotics.
Huh.
And all the combination of those things, my hair grows so fast.
Wow.
And my hair never grew. It was one. It's like that hair that just never grows.
Right, uh-huh. Right, right.
Well, honey,
yeah,
she's got growth.
I was about to say, I was like,
she's got growth.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I think
she has a 20-inch Remy Virgin in. And I was like, no, that's all her.
No, this is all me. No
yeah.
Remy's.
Yeah,
no Remy's apply.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, not having, like, having hair that grew slow was a challenge that you wanted to deal with. Because that would just, the way I would view that is saving money on haircuts.
And coloring.
Yeah. Right.
Because if I'm being honest, the grays are coming for me.
Yeah.
No. So that is part of it. It's my cross to bear now.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Right.
It's fun to have growth. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
It's cause,
always.
So why not change up that look?
And also, if Jonathan Van Ness is out here giving you the secrets.
Yeah, just do it.
You're going to experiment with that.
Yes,
no,
of
for
course.
Sure. Well, I'm going out to get my satin pillowcase immediately after this recording. Is that what it was? Satin?
Yes.
Satin.
Well, it's supposed to be silk, but I don't use silk. So satin's fine.
Because you're vegan?
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
honey.
Wow.
Okay.
So does silk kill any animals?
No, but it's a product of
an animal. They boil them alive.
Oh, they boil them alive? Oh.
And
that kills them?
I mean, no, they're bugs.
Right.
It's just, where do you draw the line? I don't know. I'm doing
oysters?
My fucking best. No.
Even though, like, some people are coming down trying to say oysters are vegan? Since they have no central nervous system.
Right. I mean, I just am not a fan of them, really.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I'm just curious.
Maybe I should just try one. I used to make them when I worked at a Cajun restaurant. Like, I would prepare them, and they just always grossed me out.
Like, shuck them or fry them
or whatever? Yeah, I would pour the salt on them and prepare them and put them on the little ice trays and shit. Maybe I should just eat one and see. What if it's, like, the best thing I've ever eaten?
You know what? What's good? If you don't like them on the half shell, grill them up.
Right.
Right.
And just put a little barbecue sauce on there. Or a little, what I like to do, I mix sriracha, butter, and lime juice. I know you don't eat butter, so we can figure out
some
other
hack. We got a lot of alternatives.
Yeah,
a
lot of alternatives. And then put that on when the shell opens up, drop that in there, and then
I like any food that answers the question, what if the Arctic Ocean came in your mouth?
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like oysters are.
You've been to the Arctic much?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just, I was thinking of a cold
ocean.
I could have said the Pacific, but.
I was going to say, I'm like, damn.
Aren't they all cold now?
Yeah, I know.
Unless you're by the equator, a little warmer, you get the little tropical.
Right.
Water climates.
Yeah, but I mean, we all know that global warming is bullshit, right? So.
Okay.
No?
No,
wait,
it is
do
bullshit.
I have that backwards? Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll talk off
We'll
mic.
Figure it out.
All right. Jackie, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we are going to tell our listeners a few of the things we're talking about. Miles, I love this first headline. Why don't you read it since you wrote it?
I mean, this is a phrase that's used a lot in black media when talking about white people, but the caucasity of it all.
Indeed.
Taylor Swift, man.
Mm.
I like her. You know, I don't have anything against her, but she really tried something at the Billboard Music Awards that the internet was like, I'm sorry, Taylor, this is not it.
Not happening.
This isn't it. She tried her best to.
Did you watch the performance?
Once I saw that little clip, I was like, I am interested.
Okay.
Because when you see a drum line and a pop star, you think, oh, Beachella.
Right.
And it was not that.
Yeah.
But hey, look, you know, I'm not here to drag her. I'm just saying, look, you tried it. But unfortunately, you did a not the hottest version of the performance you could have done.
Right. So it was an homage, I'm sure, is how she would describe it.
Sure,
right?
yes. I hope so. That's what I would think of it as.
Yeah, the Scientology slave yacht is being quarantined. We'll talk about that. That's a real thing, by the way.
Insane.
Like with Scientology, you don't, like, you say something is a slave yacht, and that's real, just literally. William Barr didn't show up to the House Judiciary Committee hearing, so we're going to talk about that. How people are responding. We're going to ask the question, hey, millennial, want to buy some home? And the answer won't surprise you. We're going to talk about how the Daily Zeitgeist has claimed another scalp. Yep. Stephen Moore has withdrawn his name from consideration to be Fed nominee. We're going to look at the wonderful world of Jacob Wool. Shout out to the teachers of North Carolina, South Carolina, who are on strike, and Amazon's latest media venture. And we will close out talking about an upcoming movie that is shockingly, it's shocking that it's already here.
The pace at which it's moving, yeah.
Just the wildest magazine story I've read in a long time. New York Magazine's cover story about, like, basically a real living, like, active supervillain who has the power to, like, brainwash people. It's pretty crazy. But first, Jackie, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Well, first, I'd like to say I was back here in September, and I mentioned that I was looking up things to help with my plants because I was having issues with some of my house plants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
And one of y'all's listeners, Melissa, sent me a product. Right. So I just wanted to shout out to her real quick.
Oh,
her
damn.
Instagram is Wormy Queen, and her company is called Let It Rot.
Yeah. Oh,
so letitrot.org.
Melissa is my wormy queen.
Yes.
Yeah. She sent a wormy queen.
Me too. And she sent me some worm poop. In a bag.
What's worm poop?
It fertilizes
soil.
Your plants.
I know, but I didn't even know that was some shit you could buy.
I'm telling you, but
like, how do you cultivate
but
worm
she
shit?
She does. Yeah. She has a whole system.
Yeah, and you can farm worms. There's people.
No, but I'm just thinking, look, in my dumbass mind, it's like, okay, go to the toilet.
Right.
And they'd be like,
you
but don't
to
flush
the worm
it,
toilets.
And then you keep collecting it.
Right.
Which is
you
like
actually,
a process
it's a litter box. It's like a worm litter box, and then you scoop it. But anyway, I just wanted to say that real quick. But
she's not just Melissa. She's our listener.
Oh, wow.
Cute. I'm going to leave now.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, can you, we need to add a police siren.
Yeah.
So
that was terrible.
Although, actually, whenever I hear that in podcasts, it's very jarring when you're driving, especially as a person of color, so maybe not.
Yeah. I don't like weird non-diegetic sounds.
Yeah.
Okay, my search history of late, Blink-182 set list.
Okay.
Ooh, what's going on?
Well,
you're just looking back at some all-time great concerts?
I think that phrase just really sums me up as a person. number one, I'm super uptight, so I like to know what I'm getting into before a concert. So I'm like, okay, what's going to be the encore? Do I need to leave early? Like, I like to know what's coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just saw Blink-182 on Saturday play at the beach.
Okay.
The Back to the Beach Fest in Huntington Beach.
Okay.
And I Googled the set list. And it wasn't up because this was an off show. You know, they didn't have like a planned set list. So I was like, what are they going to play?
Right.
They played Enema of the State front to back.
Wow. Oh, shit.
And it was awesome.
Damn, that lineup. The Used, Goldfinger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Real Big Fish.
I'm telling you, it was fun.
The Aquabats?
Yeah.
Damn, I should have been there.
Yeah, it was super
Save
fun.
Save Ferris?
It was really, really great.
Huh. Okay, Back to the Beach.
That's right. I see you Back to the Beach.
So in your mind, if you hadn't known the set list, what's the anxiety that you get?
I mean, I saw them in November when they were in Vegas for their residency, and they played a lot of their new stuff and, you know, I'd say the hits.
Mm-hmm.
And so I assumed that's what they would do. And I was just kind of curious if they were going to pull something crazy or if they were going to go with just their rehearsed set list from their Vegas show.
Got you.
So they blew my damn mind when they started up playing Don't Leave Me.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Like they played Enema of the State all the way through.
Does Matt Skiba play with them?
Yes.
From Alkaline Trio?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're, what, 2/3 of the original?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Tom is gone.
He's on a UFO somewhere.
Yes.
Well, he bankrupted his Space Academy, so yeah.
Listen, Tom, you'll always be my boy, but they've parted ways, and I respect that, you know?
Right.
Matt Skiba does great.
Yeah. I don't know any of these songs or people's names other than
Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio, bro?
Oh, right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, of course. My bad.
But anyway, if you sliced me open right now, pop punk would flow out of
me. There you go.
And flood this beautiful table.
All right.
So what happens with, like, when Aliens Exist happens?
Matt Skiba sang it,
oh,
which felt a little uncomfortable, if I'm being honest. I was like, this is Tom's...
Feels like a little bit of a transgression.
It did. That did kind of bother me.
Yeah.
But no, he sings all the Tom songs.
Okay, gotcha.
Which is interesting.
Mm.
But he doesn't do, like, a Tom impression, which I kind of wish he did.
Yeah, especially, like, when you're hearing the band, you kind of want something similar.
Right.
Because then it starts sounding like a cover band.
Right.
With just Travis and Mark.
Right.
Do you ever take advantage of the fact that you know the set list ahead of time and like the second the first note, like string is plucked, you shout out the name of the song?
I
like,
don't.
It's my
super
my,
fan.
My.
I don't do that, but it's because I'm not an asshole.
Right.
But there's so many concert assholes.
Oh my
That's all it is now. This guy was filming the whole thing on his phone and I was like, you're never going to fucking watch that.
Yeah.
Put the phone down. Enjoy yourself.
I always wonder about people who like will record the whole show. I'm like, are you with your little blown out microphone?
Shitty phone.
Never gonna like put, just go, oh man, yeah, I remember that.
I think that's like an existential, like they're having a philosophical issue with existence where they're like, I must capture this
thing.
Yeah, I think
it's like an unwillingness to acknowledge the transience of life.
Right. 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also like, this guy was putting it on his Insta story and I'm like, nine people are gonna watch this dude.
Right.
Put the phone down and listen to Matt Skiba saying aliens exist.
Right.
How else
live
is he
going to
commodify something that he's enjoying?
I know, right?
Well, that was me when I saw like 311 and motherfucking Third Eye Blind and shit at that wacky ass concert last year.
But I mean,
going I was posting all that shit.
Did every band have a three in the name?
Almost.
Yeah.
Going to that concert's all about flexing. I mean, that's you just
look,
go
Stone
there
Temple
to show
Pilots,
people.
Third Eye Blind, Everclear.
Uh huh.
Oh, the singer, bro. Does he have cancer?
The singer of Everclear?
Art Alsakis?
Yeah, I think Art said he has he was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, shit, man.
I love them. I saw them last year. They did so much for the afterglow.
Oh, no, MS. No, he said he has MS.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Man, yeah.
We love you, Art.
Yeah.
Love
Shout
you.
Out to Art.
What is something you think is overrated, Jackie?
Overrated. I have bath bombs.
Bath bombs.
Y'all know about bath bombs? Uh-huh. Y'all fucks with those bath bombs?
Look across you, Super Producer Anna Hosney, the bath bomber over here.
Right. the bath bomber. Yeah.
Bath bombs, for people who don't know, they're round. Well, they don't have to be round, but they're made of oils and yummy things, and you drop them into your bath, and they make colors and foam, and they moisturize your body, and they smell nice.
And are you meant to soak in it?
You're supposed to soak in it and enjoy yourself.
It looks like a cake pop, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
They're pretty expensive.
Does not taste like
are
one,
they?
By the way.
But my thing is, they're supposed to be relaxing, right?
Right.
But once you drain the water, your bathtub has a ring of complete garbage going around it. Oily, gross, like little petals and like your dirty skin cells, a layer on your fucking bath. And I'm like, this was supposed to relax me. Now I got to scrub this bathtub out on my hands and
How
knees.
How much is a bomb?
I mean, they're like $6, $7, bucks, $10. It depends on where you get them. But I'm like, you know what? This was not relaxing. I got to call a damn maid.
If it's
you know?
All like has all these oils and shit in it, when you're done, do you then have to rinse yourself off again? Or can you just pull up straight out of the bathtub?
I think you could pull straight out. But
depending
on your mood.
You're going to be real slippery, though.
And then the bath is slippery.
Right.
So if you don't tell anybody and then they get in, they could fall and
turn
see
an
your
ankle
ass.
Or something.
Yeah. Bath bombs, you're not relaxing.
So what do you use?
I mean,
to get your bath on.
Well, I've been doing a coffee scrub lately.
Mm-hmm.
That's been exciting.
Coffee grounds?
Yeah.
Just scrubbing it on your body?
Well, there's other things mixed in. But
coffee
scrub. I've been using this like Japanese body brush.
Okay.
I've been trying to like, because I feel like I'm all about the neck up as a woman in my 30s, neck up. But now I'm trying to focus more on the skin everywhere else.
Yeah,
kind of even it out, give it more love, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
So just cream up. And as I said last time I was here, everybody wears sunscreen every day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neck up, cream up.
Cream up, honey.
Neck down, cream up.
Yes.
Neck down, cream up.
I think that's a country song.
Yeah.
What is something you think is underrated?
Washing your hands properly.
Oh.
As underrated.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel as a society, nobody is washing their hands long enough because I'm in the bathrooms, I see.
Right.
Everybody go on YouTube and type in how to wash your hands because no one's doing it right.
You just get them wet, put some soap on it, get them wet enough to get the soap off and walk out, right?
No, Jack. What you do is you get up, you're done doing your business in the toilet, you turn the sink on, you wait for whatever the time you think the people outside the bathroom believe it takes for you to actually wash your hands, turn the water off, and then just kind of go like this on the way out so they think you washed your hands. That's how you do it.
Okay. Right?
You joke, but that's how everyone probably does it. And no, we must wash our hands better. You know, cold and flus are at an all-time high.
Yeah.
We're all worried about getting all these fucking things going around. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everybody just be more careful and take more time to wash your hands properly. Look it up. I'm telling you, not to brag, okay?
Uh-huh.
I haven't gotten sick in 2 years.
Hell yeah.
I haven't gotten a cold. I haven't gotten a flu.
Hell yeah.
And I attribute it to the fact that I wash my hands properly.
Okay, give us some pointers. Like, I know that you're supposed to
get high up
do
your
it
wrist.
For the length of happy birthday to you or something.
Twice. Sing happy birthday to you twice.
The whole motherfucking song?
Yes.
Out loud at the top of your lungs.
Of
it doesn't work.
And sort of like an Aretha Franklin version, like really draw it out.
Really,
especially that last part.
She's really milking this happy birthday to you.
Exactly.
Birthday to you. Yeah, shit. And they get, the thing I fuck up, I don't get really high up my arms.
Right.
That's people. But the one thing I did pick up is when I used to be at the orthodontist, I saw how my orthodontist would wash his hands.
Yeah.
And he would always rub his fingertips like this. And I was like, as a kid, I was because I just, you know, you kind of do like the just rub your palms together type shit like that. And I was like, how come you do this? He's like, because it's your fingertips and that's you touch everything with these. And he's like, really? And I was like, oh, shit.
Right. And I know this sounds like germophobia, but it's you got to get underneath your nails, your nail beds. Between your fingers, between if you have jewelry on, in between your rings, like twist your rings, get those germs out. rinse, baby. Rinse.
Well, you know what you do? Someone should make a track that you play to wash your hands.
The perfect
The perfect time. Yeah.
The timer app could be more lit.
We're trying to sell a new product, baby.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, come
and Jackie got the voice.
Okay.
I'm so down. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wash your hands
we could do a
now,
different
baby.
Notable person whose birthday it is each day.
Oh shit! Okay,
and that could be an app.
Yeah,
I'm not,
all right.
Well, everybody write that down.
So then for today,
nobody write it down.
It would be God. There's no one with good. Oh, it's James Brown's birthday.
Oh, there you go. And you would sing it like James Brown. what is a myth? What some of the people think is true, you know to be false.
Okay, this is again an attribute specific. Everybody suffers from chapped lips. What are we told? How are we told to solve this?
Lick them.
We put lip balm on. No, that makes it worse.
It does?
Shit.
But here's what I'll tell y'all.
I'm fucked.
Lip balm doesn't do shit.
Really?
The only way to get your lips unchapped is to stop putting lip balm on.
Really?
Yes. Lip balm trains your lips to be more chapped, so you keep using it.
Really?
It supplies things that your body isn't naturally producing, right?
Huh.
So if you want to stop having chapped lips, leave your lips to fuck alone.
So how do you keep? Then how do you get them shits past chap?
You leave them alone. You suffer. You sit there and just say, "My lips hurt. They're burning." And slowly but surely, they will heal themselves.
Really?
Yes. I've done so many experiments.
Man, because as a kid, I would be that kid with like the chap ring around and shit, because I would always be like stuck in my top lip because I'm like, shit burns.
But how chap were your lips all the time?
It would come in waves. Like when the weather would get real.
Stuff,
then it would really fuck me up.
Right.
But then I thought, but that's true because the second the shit starts wearing off,
more.
It immediately comes back. You're like, oh,
I'm
fuck,
telling
I gotta keep
you.
Using it.
Put the lip balm down.
So what, there's a natural healing process that will occur?
I just think let your body do its thing. Sometimes you don't need to intervene, but you should be drinking more water.
That's probably what it should be.
And at night, I'm okay with putting an oil on, but fuck lip balm.
Oh, so then use coconut oil or some shit. If you're going to fuck around, you need to just get a little quick moisturizer
in there. Yes, at night, but you got to get off it. How many people, we all know that guy with the chapstick that literally every five minutes puts that chapstick on. He's got a problem. He needs to.
Right, it's an addiction.
Yes, but it's the product. The product is
like
doing
Afrin.
It on purpose.
You know what I mean?
Right.
My little home remedy is I use other people's lip moisture. I just do a lot of kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Cute.
Check out Husband of the Year over here.
Gross.
Cold and flu season.
Yeah, that's why in the winter months, that's why I miss a lot of shows. I'm not going to make it in again.
Yeah, I don't blame
like,
you.
My lips
somebody's
are dry.
Lips are chapped.
You both have great lips, though.
Aww.
Do y'all use chap or lip balms?
I try and drink water.
Yes.
Not at all.
That's what I'm saying.
Never have.
I do in the winter, man, because sometimes just fuck my shit. But then that is a good point because it's weird. You do become dependent. So I think I'm going to switch to coconut oil because I have a shitload of that in my house. And I've been using that more on my body.
Yes.
Coconut oil is like that. People are using that for everything now, right?
I mean, everything.
Yeah. I mean, everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean, husband of the year? You know what I mean?
No, I don't get it. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Taylor Swift.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back, and let's talk about Taylor Swift's performance.
Yeah, you know.
What do you think of her new single, just in general? This Me song. Wow.
I like Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
But I'm not really, I don't care. It's like, whatever. I've ceased to get angry by pop music. I'm at that age where I'm like, you know what, listen to whatever the fuck you want, man. Like, I'm
that's
gonna
healthy.
Listen to, yeah, because yeah. I think from doing this show too, I have a million things I can be angry about.
Right.
Or upset by or offended by.
Yeah.
And so I've like, I remember before, I used to have a real hard line against Taylor. I'm like, man, fuck Taylor Swift. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Dude, try and do Beachella 2.0.
Right.
Do your thing. Great.
Still ends
some people
with,
liked
I don't
it.
Give a shit.
Yeah, it still ends
a
with, like,
different
I'm like, I don't
tone.
Care. I'm not just not like, how could she think after that Netflix special?
Right.
That she could get out there on stage with her weird, you know, Johnson & Johnson's baby shampoo colored outfit on, or whatever that pink is. What's that one
Pepto
bottle?
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, Pepto-Bismol. Yeah, I'm fucking
I see you.
Up. Anyway,
see you.
So, yeah, look, you know, Drumline, cool. They were playing, they were doing their thing. Not even close to as funky as the buzz from Beachella's shit. But, you know, I think, is it an homage? Is it her being, like, planning this for months and then the thing comes out and she's like, oh, I'm going to look fucking dumb out there because Beyonce's shit just came back to remind people about this Drumline aesthetic. But, you know, it was more fun to see the beehive come out and just be like, how dare she?
She just got ripped up on social media.
Oh, yeah. People were calling it Mayochella.
I think she did it on purpose to get people to tweet about it.
Right.
That's everything is contrived.
She does seem like she's trolling a little bit.
It's like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll do something and then everybody will talk about it. And then my album's coming out and everybody's going to want to hear the song. I mean, it's all part of the machine.
Yeah.
You know?
She's got a fucking machine.
She sure does.
I think the song's good. I like it.
What? Really?
I actually like the video. Somebody showed it to me and they were like, this is so offensive. And I was like, it's like so extra everything that I don't mind it.
I mean, it's cute. Like, it's a cute song.
Yeah.
It's weird because I'm just such a purist when it comes to Taylor Swift. Like, I love a country Taylor.
Okay.
I love the Tim McGraw era.
Tim McGraw, yeah. Was that
when
the song?
When you see Tim McGraw, I hope you hear that favorite song.
Wow. See?
Dun, wow. Dun,
do you see, Zeit Gang?
See how terrible her voice was.
Yeah.
And right? Why you keep tuning into our show to hear our beautiful voice.
She's right in my range. You
yeah.
Know?
Oh, right.
But I love a country Taylor. And I, you know, when she got all spooky with her, like, look what you made me do. And stuff, it's like, I appreciate a woman, you know, evolving with age and experiment. But this was an interesting turn. The, like, cheesy, happy Taylor.
Right.
You know?
Well, like, that's overly cheesy.
But just in the in the pop music playbook of rolling out an album, your single, this has got a hit. Fucking every dimension.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's gonna be broad as possible.
Right. Well, this does that.
Lure them in, and then you're like, okay, now buy the fucking album. And maybe only three songs are for you, but
right.
Whatever.
And this is like a genre of music that I now have to be into, which is like just the happy song that's for everyone from age like 1 to 90. And like so this
that,
is like,
you know, that Justin Timberlake, the Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yes,
it's like that.
That's my son's favorite song.
Yes, of
my
course.
3-year-old.
And Happy by Pharrell.
And Happy. Mm-hmm. And like this fits right in there.
Yes.
And there are a lot of songs that try to do that.
This will be a wedding song. People are going to fucking grind to this.
It's going
to
be in bar mitzvah videos, bat mitzvah videos,
quinceañeras,
maybe.
But that Look What You Made Me Do song was terrible.
Look What You Made Me Do.
I liked the Reputation album a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't even listen to it all the way through. I have no opinion. So I'm just like, cool, man. Look, Taylor's for some people.
Right. Well, I am a woman in her 30s who's white. So Taylor is my, you know, I'm her target demo.
Right.
So I can appreciate a lot
she's
of
she's about
her
to be
stuff.
32 also, right?
Oh, honey.
Is she?
That's
she's
right,
because
she's 1989.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Take that. It happens to the best of us, honey.
Welcome, Taylor.
Yeah. Welcome, girl.
Hey, girl, cream up, neck down.
You better wear your sunscreen, Taylor. You better put it on every fucking day. Let's talk about Xenu's Measles Yacht.
Yeah.
As we have.
They were
dubbed.
Great at Coachella.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
They were great.
So that is
they're
the
right
name
after
of
Major Lazer.
a cruise ship called the Free Winds that is owned by Scientology. It's currently docked in St. Lucia with its passengers and crew being quarantined.
Yeah.
Quarantined because one of the crew was diagnosed with measles.
Oh.
So. Let's talk about who the crew is on this.
Right.
Because crew kind of suggests a paying job.
Yeah, you're like, oh, wow, probably got like seasoned people who work yacht season. And
nope.
Yeah, they probably have good benefits.
Yeah, what is...
So these are people who signed a billion-year contract to be part of the Sea Org, oftentimes when they're younger than 18, and they work 365 days a year for little or no pay, doing things like shining Tom Cruise's motorcycle.
Yeah.
And cleaning this ship.
Yeah. But guess what, man? They're becoming more clear every day.
Yeah.
You know, and while you toil in this weird Earth dimension, I'm hanging out with dreadlocked aliens.
Right.
From Battlefield Earth. The Sea Org is running that ship. And, you know, when you kind of look at the culture around Scientology and L. Ron Hubbard's distaste for acknowledged science, you know, the church doesn't have a stance on vaccines.
Right.
So I think we know where this is going.
Hmm.
A lot of people in Scientology happen to also be anti-vaxxers.
Ooh.
So it doesn't surprise me that their little ship of fools turns into a possible contagion.
Maybe these two problems take care of themselves. You know?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, apparently, like, there were people speculating that Scientology was really trying to cover this up. Because they were just in Curacao, I think, before, and in that port, they had found out that the crew member had measles.
But they're usually so transparent.
Yeah, right.
Cool about everything.
So
how do you get on this yacht? Like, is it like a vacation yacht?
It's like
or?
For the higher ups.
David
like,
Miscavige, Tom Cruise.
Like
and...
the level eights or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like OT3s.
Yeah,
probably.
That was what it was. Whoa. I was trying to remember OT3s how it worked.
Yeah, operating team.
Even. Yeah. Wow. So no SPs allowed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Definitely no squirrels
SPs,
either.
No
squirrels,
need to apply.
No SPs, okay. No nothing.
I'm surprised Tom Cruise even needs a yacht because can't he just like walk above the water? Like, isn't that how
he's
OT3?
Not
going to
be caught on that broke boy yacht
yeah,
with
that's
them?
True, that's
I
true.
Think he's because he's even higher than the highest. You know what I mean? So do your thing, Tom.
Let's talk about
I know you
William
miss your
Barr.
Daughter.
William Barr.
Yeah.
Had a interesting showing with the Senate yesterday. The Republicans were out here caping for him, just being like, case closed.
Case closed. This is a smear campaign.
Right. Yes. And then the real thing we need to investigate is Hillary Clinton. They're still on Hillary Clinton, man. They still love to bring her name
they
up.
They need a new angle.
She is a unemployed senior citizen.
Yeah.
But
living her best life.
Yeah. No, she's fine, but just let her read her paperbacks and, you know, retire, hang out with her grandkids.
And Pete Davidson. I don't know if you saw that photo.
No.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're well, hanging out?
And
yeah, didn't he get a tattoo of her?
Yes.
Yeah.
But Kamala came for him, and I think that left a bad taste in his mouth.
Well, he had always been saying, I'm not going to come to the House because you're going to make lawyers talk to me, and this has never happened, which is a lie.
Right.
The Republicans on the committee were also like, it's unprecedented. I've never it's like, what are you talking about? You had a lawyer cross-examine Christine Blasey Ford.
Right.
So don't act like this is some new
yeah.
shit. This is totally appropriate, and there's nothing untoward about this aside from having counsel there to actually give like a proper record and effective line of questioning. And the Republicans are welcome to use their counsel as well to, you know, ask Bill Barr some questions. So he was shook. And yes, when you look back yesterday, we hadn't quite seen what Kamala, what she did with her time, but she shook the man down and basically had him admit that he had not even looked at any of the underlying evidence of the Mueller report. That he, gave one of the worst answers when she asked just directly, has anyone at the White House or the president himself asked you or suggested that you investigate something or someone?
Suggested.
He's like, can you repeat the,
right.
What's the, it was bad. Cory like, Booker was trying to
sir?
Not laugh.
Sir?
Yeah.
He just like went quiet.
He's like, they talked about it. She's like, okay, inferred.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Suggested? Implied?
I'm just trying to think of... And then she was moving on to the next question. He was like, you know, I mean... She was like, sir, I'm asking questions
yeah.
here. She just... She's so good at being a cop.
Yeah,
she is a cop, which is my favorite thing for somebody to be, but she is good at it.
And she makes it look easy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's such a skill.
And especially with that, like... Black woman, sort of like iron steely look, because she just had them bored eyes when he was trying to like be like, oh, and she's like, oh, so you don't know? Okay, next question.
That's really good.
Yeah. So
exactly.
So then today, clearly he said he wasn't going to show up because he doesn't want to talk to legal counsel. Obviously, there's threats of a subpoena, but I mean, I don't know. That's just going to be a thing that's probably going to play out in the court and not necessarily mean like instant results.
Right.
So, you know, Jerry Nadler took the time to just like read off a list of William Barr's like greatest failures as Attorney General. And Steve Cohen from the great state of Tennessee. It's a state, right? It's not a commonwealth. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know, man.
He came in and even did, he brought in a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken and like a ceramic figurine of a rooster.
Not even Tennessee Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Yeah, I know.
That's how much he was trying to send a message.
Memphis. Anyway, I don't know. I guess the joke was like, see, he's chicken.
Oh.
So, yeah, you know how these Democrats be owning them with
right.
these dad jokes.
Such a good joke.
Yeah, it's cool. Then like so it was over very quickly. You know, I think people again just be on the lookout, man, cuz William Barr, he needs to have his ass impeached or he needs to resign.
He really
because
does.
That I mean, good Lord. He's just out. He has no credibility. He is such an aggressive liar. And after everything that happened yesterday, I mean, the GOP, come on, man. Like there's got to be at least one of you who's like, "Yeah, that was a bad look."
Nope.
Except for Chris
Turns
Wallace
out, no.
on Fox News. He
on
is Fox
the
News.
One person who seems to like still have a wormhole through to the alternate dimension that the right knows as reality, because he seems to every once in a while just be like, wait a second.
Yeah, sometimes he'll do some fucking weird real Fox News, have some real Foxy takes.
Right.
But this time he warned the viewers on Fox that the opinion people, some even on this network, are trying to be disingenuous about what is going on here. And so it was interesting to see Chris Wallace kind of be like, yo, please only listen to some of us, maybe. But again, we'll see what happens. I mean, the whole game plan of the White House at this point is just to let's not cooperate to the point that we have to go to court and we'll just drag this out. And maybe by the time anything happens, we'll move on to the next scandal. So
I have a question for you both.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I said if you sliced me open, pop punk would flow out.
Right.
If we sliced open William Barr,
oh my God,
what do we think would be inside?
Ooh.
Oh, God. Let me really think about this.
I think it would be like itchy 70s couch filling.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Like asbestos.
Right.
You know?
Something that gives you cancer. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm really looking at him and if I do that.
Just take a slice.
Because he kind of looks like a corrupted Teddy Ruxpin type. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which would probably have that asbestos inside. Yeah.
I think like if you ever bought a bucket of Toll House cookie dough and you left that in the sun for 3 weeks and then you burped it and took a hint of that, it's like that rotting cookie dough I feel like would be spilling out.
It would just be
him.
Like gaseous. It would just be...
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, what I'm thinking is a gas that would come out. Because he's all hot air, this guy. You know what I mean?
Hey.
So, hey, drop the bomb, will you, Dan?
I think it'd just be pure fried chicken in there. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
He's
a chicken, man.
He's a... Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
that. Didn't go well.
I liked it.
I did too.
Yeah, take that.
Thank you.
Good one. In your face, Barr. Now we won't have to impeach him. He'll just resign.
He'll be so ashamed after that tone that just happened on this podcast he'll never listen to.
So, guys, in these United States of America, somebody took a look at how much you have to make, salary-wise, to be a homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty wild.
Home prices are rising.
Yep.
And interest rates, or mortgage rates, are also hitting 7-year highs.
Right.
So it's very hard to buy a home right now, especially when you're a younger person, because we are in a fuck, we don't know what the fuck is going on. And many people across the country are underpaid. And so home ownership is becoming a thing that's slowly becoming more and more out of reach. But yeah, at Visual Capitalist, they just made a chart of the major metropolitan areas in the country to show what kind of salary you would need to even buy a home. And
it's depressing.
So let's just go from the top. Number one, San Jose, median home price, $1.2 million. Your monthly payment for your mortgage payment, $5,900. So you would need a salary of slightly over $250,000 to be a homeowner in San Jose. San Francisco.
Median.
Yes, that's median.
Just, yeah.
I mean, that's how much money I make, so
yeah,
that's fine.
And yeah, you're doing great.
Yeah.
San Francisco, you need to make about $198,000. San Diego, $131,000. LA, $123,000. Then it's once you get out of California, then it drops. $106,000 Boston. $105,000 New York City, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing that, the cheapest metro areas, number one, Pittsburgh.
Mm.
Salary needed, $37,000. With monthly payment, $878.
I'm buying my ticket today. I'll see y'all
Yo,
there.
Yo, Pittsburgh Zyte Gang. Yo, let's do it, baby. Because I want to go to Primanti Brothers and get a sandwich, and I'll just eat that every day, and I will live in Pittsburgh. Fuck it. I'm black and yellow, literally black and Japanese.
Black and
so
yellow,
let's do
black
this.
Black and yellow.
And then what? Cleveland, Oklahoma City, Memphis, Indianapolis, Louisville.
Those are both great towns, man. Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
Great towns. Great food.
Great food.
What's that pork sandwich in Cleveland?
I don't know.
Man, I know there's one in that market there. I watch so much traveling around the U.S. things. I know cities by the shit I would eat there. I'm like, oh, Cincinnati?
What is it? Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? Oh, I've seen
Oh, Skyline Chili? Gold Star Chili?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was going to.
St. Louis? Lion's Choice?
Where should I buy a house? What's Vegas like? I feel like I could fuck with that life.
Oh, Vegas. $61,000.
That's cheap, right? Yeah. I mean, compared to here.
That's not what the house costs. That's
no, but
what
that's,
you
your, have
to
that's
make
what you're
okay.
Come with
that
annually.
Sounds good. I can handle that.
Austin is $79,000.
Not
Nolens, $49,000. Miami, I mean, 79.
One question I used to have is like, who's living on in all the homes if people are paying this much? And we found out we covered in a past episode about how a lot of like hedge funds and banks are buying up the houses and just like renting them out
right.
now because, or, you know, like even Chinese companies are buying up a lot of the real estate because, you know, they were, when the economy shit the bed, like the only people who got hooked up were giant banks and hedge funds and corporations. So
they entered a deflated market. We're like, yep. Let's scoop up all these homes.
And you know what else? Airbnb is ruining the housing market as well.
Yep.
Because people are keeping their apartments and illegally subletting them on Airbnb and therefore creating a housing crisis.
Yeah.
And there's less apartments open. So then they raise the rent more because nobody's moving in and out. And they want those damn deposits.
There you go.
Mm. I'm over all that.
You're telling me, sister, but luckily you got that $250,000 income.
That's
so
right.
You can go where the fuck you want.
I can Airbnb anywhere.
All right. Stephen Moore, gone.
Gone.
He gone.
Thank you, Zeit Gang.
Yes.
We came together.
We covered his hot takes.
Oh, God.
On the NCAA tournament being too
womany.
Womany, yeah. And then making jokes about the Obamas and
about a black family
being
kicked
out
of
public. Just like straight up racist
Which
jokes.
Is even funny when he's like, I thought, you know, the public, I think that's funny. So like, oh, so in what's funny to you are destitute people or people without means who need public housing. The idea of them being kicked out is funny to you, even if it's not about the Obamas. Like that as a concept is funny.
Yeah. He opened a speech by retelling a racist joke he heard.
And he's like, I really love that. And even the audience is like, ugh, boy.
Yeah.
Did they not have somebody proofread before they go out there?
No. Right.
It's like Taylor with this drum line. It's like, did you not clear this with anyone?
Has anyone had their eyes open the last month?
Did anyone see the people coming in and out with the drums? And
okay.
Cool,
whatever.
Cool. Okay.
Like actual corporations and I think like most political places and political organizations like go... Like do a deep fact checking on or a deep like
vetting
process.
Not at this point because it's all swamp ahead, baby.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, not with the Trump administration.
No.
Because they can't. Beggars can't be choosers. And
like
nobody wants to work.
Every
for them.
Person who's getting nominated for like a position that's like of any significance, they all have ties to like lobbying or the industry that this body used to regulate or something. So it's just. They don't care. I mean, fucking Herman Cain, bro. We already knew he was trash from the get-go.
Yeah.
So, but I guess at this point, now that the Overton window is completely blown up, they'll just sneak in someone else who's just not as bad. So comparatively, they're like, well, it wasn't Stephen Moore.
Right.
But just equally as unqualified and wholly unfit to do it.
Right.
Which
this
is probably, who knows.
This was probably all part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. And then Jacob Wall, just talking about other right-wing nonsense,
fuckery, garbage. Fuckery, come on, fuckery.
So first we have the Pete Buttigieg trap that he tried to set, where not really a trap, just he was trying to pay gay Republicans to lie and say that Pete Buttigieg sexually assaulted or harassed them.
Yeah, I don't even know if some were even gay, but I think they were going after them, and even just like anyone to be like, hey, well, anyone willing to just say Pete Buttigieg assaulted them?
Right.
And the fucking way they were trying to sell people was like, look, man, once you come out with your story, then all the other people will come out of the woodwork too. That's just how it works. Rather than like not thinking like, because they must operate in a world where they truly believe that accusers of like anyone who's accusing somebody of assault is just lying.
Right.
So they're like, yeah, that's the game. You lie about it and then other people will lie too to kind of create this wave. And it's not that actual people are victims of anything.
That like triggered me. I can't. That's too much.
Yeah, no, and I'm sorry to even say something like that, but that's really the...
It's
I feel
so dark.
That's the logic I think is being applied because it's so fucking, like, it's devoid of any kind of reason or logic or rooted in reality that simply the idea is like, yeah, once you do it, the other people just come out, baby.
Right.
And
it's either that or they are just, they can't conceive of a man who hasn't committed like serial sexual assault. And they're like, yeah, well, we'll just find the people who he's sexually assaulted, obviously.
He can't fuck with my boy Pete.
Yeah.
Nah.
Like that really.
He seems.
Y'all know he's going to be in LA next week, right?
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
What's he peddling?
He has fundraisers, a lot of fundraisers.
Mm.
Google it, sweetie.
Everybody's
going to be here, okay?
Everybody's fundraising.
Yes.
But another Daily Beast report, Daily Beast, I think, uncovered the first story.
One, yeah.
And they also then uncovered a pitch he made to investors in the spring on a scheme to use fraudulent news stories to manipulate political betting markets. So basically, he would, and he claimed...
Fucking graft
the way
kings.
That he would do this, he claimed the way he would do this would be to, quote, and this is quoting him, make shit up to profit from bets on political races. He just said, yeah, we'll make shit up. So it's like, they're not good at this.
Wow.
And they're not even trying to not be the bad guy.
It reminds me of the guy from the Firefest guy.
Yeah, right.
That right.
Just would make shit up and lie and...
But I feel like he got to points where, like, maybe for a couple hours each day, he believed his own bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, these guys, I think, are just like, yeah, we're evil. We're evil, bro.
Yeah.
And, like, high-fiving each other and, like, you know.
I mean, it's sad when, like, you actually are someone who has no ideas and you're trying to keep your career moving or something. So you just keep going down the ladder to, like, the lowest common denominator and eventually just end up at evil.
Right.
He's like, oh, fuck it. My brand will just literally, can you pay me money to, quote, make shit up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you think you are, an improviser?
I was just going to make that joke. Hey, look at that.
We're
locked in right now.
I mean, we've all taken UCB.
Yeah. I think he would be better at Groundlings because I think he likes to wear wigs
100%
and stuff.
Cookie
bigger characters.
Voices.
Yeah,
yeah.
He can't play it real. See,
right.
That's the difference.
You right. Got to keep it grounded.
He's got to
come
in on.
Play to the top of your intelligence.
And come in on an 11, not even a 10. Don't come in on a 3. No one's going to notice you entering the scene.
And then real quick, we want to give a shout out to the teachers of the Carolinas, North and South.
North and South, cacophonic.
Who are on strike.
Yeah.
And their demands are just outrageous.
I don't...
their demands are like, wait, you
Nothing.
Guys don't already have that?
Yeah, look, shout out to Joey on Instagram, Why I'm So Great, because he was like, yo, can you cover this? Because, yeah, normally we talk about all the teacher strikes, and I do want to mention this again, because, God, it's the same shit every time, right? It's not... You know, for the people who don't want to pay them, they want to act like, oh, well, we're giving them the opportunity to, like, have input on the bill, when their demands are very clear and there's nothing they're asking for that is too much, especially when you consider they're taking care of our fucking children and, in most cases, making sure they aren't totally dumb as fuck.
Right.
In most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, South Carolina, they hate unions, okay?
Right.
So the teachers can't really strike. But the teachers are asking for a 10% raise. Okay, great. So they're closer to the national average. Right now they're not. They're ranked 38th in teacher pay.
Which, like, they couldn't even buy a house.
Exactly.
Does that go back to the Civil War, them hating unions?
Is that, I don't know.
All right. Wow. Dead joke.
All right. What else?
I just now got that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I get a bomb just for how long it took me to... Yeah. That's what I was like, oh, union. Oh,
no. Yes. Then they're also banning, they also want to ban retaliation against teachers for making public policy comments because they feel that there's been a lot of things where lawmakers were retaliating when teachers would speak out publicly.
Hmm.
They want more mental health counselors. They feel like there's just not enough support for children there. There's
whoa,
like,
what do you think this is? Club Med?
What do you think this is? Socialism?
Right.
And then in North Carolina, it's more of the same. You know, they want more librarians, psychologists, like support staff to make their jobs easier. $15 minimum wage for all school employees. You know, 5%, like just the basics.
Sounds great to me, yeah.
It's not like they're saying.
Schools with librarians?
Yeah,
I mean, who's ever?
And then also that every teacher who has been teaching for over 5 years gets a brand new Bugatti.
Right. Yeah, that's like honestly.
Okay, maybe that one's a little bit of a stretch.
But I mean, this is the shit that, like, if you, like, I grew up going to public schools and, like, we had a librarian, like, that's like
right.
That was pretty standard. I don't think I knew of any school that, like, didn't have a librarian, but
my
that's
librarian
the sort of thing
was
that...
also the lunch lady, and I'm just kidding.
But
they
and
would
the
double,
bus driver
they would
yeah.
double dip a little bit
yeah,
my
yeah.
theater teacher was my biology teacher too,
yeah,
like, but they would double dip.
But I get
a
that because they probably don't have, they're like, well, look, Bill, you're only teaching two classes on
right
Wednesday.
Right,
can you fill in?
But the, you know, conservative movement has basically strip mined all public, you know, institutions.
Yeah, and they want to privatize everything so they can just bleed the corpse dry. You know, we go over this all the time, man. This is where we're at, baby.
Can we each shout out our favorite teacher of all time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was Mrs. Bridgewater, my fourth grade teacher.
Mine was.
I went to public school all the way through too. Shout out to the public school kids.
Huh. Mine was probably Miss McDonald, my seventh grade writing teacher.
Aww.
Yeah. My biggest crush was Mrs. Schultz in sixth grade.
I didn't ask that.
Well, but I also love her too because she used to say the most cutting shit to us. Like, not in a bad way. Like, you know, when you're sixth grade, you'll be like, oh, Mrs. Schultz, it's not fair. Blah, blah. And right. She would always be like, let me tell you guys something.
Right.
Life is not
fair. She's got a point.
And like, she hammered that in to the point, but like halfway through the year, like when people started to say, we're like, yo, life isn't fair.
Right.
Keep it moving.
Right.
So that was a good lesson.
Yeah.
A teacher that had a really good impact on me, though, Mr. Woolery, my history teacher, probably the reason why I got into history or even acknowledging history as a worthwhile topic to understand the present.
Yeah.
I love
Man,
that.
I had a lot of good teachers.
Yeah. And that's why, like, I think when you're someone who actually has experienced, like, teachers that have put their time and energy into you and your development, it just makes it very upsetting that I don't understand. I mean, I do understand because the conservatives are all about not giving anything any more than is already out there. But geez, crow, guys. We got a fucking... The teachers are the fucking... They are helping us
what
out.
What would we do without them? You know, the people who choose this career path, they
right.
should be more compensated for what they're doing. You know what I mean? Because we're all in here doing improv and shit. You know what I mean? Like, these teachers actually did something serve the community, serve the world.
Yeah, man.
So,
Pay up, motherfuckers.
Yeah. So, yeah, support your teachers, man. If you're in a position to pay a teacher more or something, fucking do it.
And hook it up with the holiday gifts.
Yo,
if you're a parent, hook it up. Give them those big, that good, okay? Like, think above the Starbucks card, okay? Get those teachers some facials, get massages.
Okay. Oh, okay? Wow. Nats Butte coming in. Okay, what else?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Satin pillowcases.
That would be an excellent gift, honestly,
yeah.
of like a pack of five, because we should be changing our pillowcases once a week.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
You know, and I feel like we probably don't do that.
And people don't
often.
Realize a lot of your skin shit can come from dirty ass pillowcases, too, man. Come on.
Yes.
I'm out here.
How is satin in terms of temperature? I meant to ask that earlier.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's the whole point. So, you know, we're 98.6 degrees?
Yep. Yeah.
So if you
Nick
sleep.
Lachey.
Yes. So if you sleep up against your head, your hair, you're putting like a 98.6 degree flat iron up against your hair
right.
all night.
Yeah.
So.
Sous vide hair.
So that it helps with regulate temperature.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I like a cold pillow.
Mm-hmm.
That's me personally.
There's I saw some shit. There's like a new bed that has like ventilation built into it, like a fucking mattress. But I was like, that's what I need because I get so fucking hot in bed.
I have a weighted blanket.
Ask Her Majesty.
Yeah.
I have a weighted blanket too.
They're great.
Shout out to gravityblankets.com.
Right.
Use code TDZ for 15% off yours.
Excellent. Good to know.
Yeah.
And if you want to crush your chest like Giles Corey, like I say in that, put that fucking shit on and you will be like crucible mode.
Yeah.
And if you smoke weed, you definitely want it.
Just be sure to set your alarm because you can sleep for like 2 days under a weighted blanket.
I couldn't believe how I was able to get back to sleep. Like I wasn't able to sleep and I just went out to the couch and I put the thing on and knocked me out.
Yeah. They're pretty incredible.
Because it fell on my head and I had a concussion.
Could use it as a weapon.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. A really cumbersome weapon.
Yeah, you're like,
I would be interested to see how Jackie Chan used that in a fight.
25-pound blanket.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back, and we all remember those lovable scamps, the Thai soccer team that was stuck in a cave.
Yeah, got out, and RIP to the diver who passed away.
What yes. a story.
Well... there is a, I believe, Netflix series coming about that whole story, already in production with the director of Crazy Rich Asians already attached. That is
how
fast.
Quickly these deals come to. Hasn't I even know. Been a. I think June 23rd is when they first entered the cave, right. And we are already. Have directors attached. Netflix is already has a writer attached.
I bet right. they already have Happy Meal toys lined
yeah.
up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Like My First Scuba Tank or something.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, they're and like, so I guess now they're just sort of in development already, like deep development. They're still figuring out it's going to be a feature, a right. miniseries. And you know, I think they're really trying to make it a very, like an epic thing with like, you know, I think it might be multilingual sort of thing. They have right. a Thai writer attached. So, they want a little bit of a cultural, bit of a reality check on the right. script, probably, which probably means Scarlett Johansson will miss out on the role of Coach Naparat Kanthawong. But, you know, that's sad.
Never mind. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bad. So I couldn't believe. My whole question is, who the fuck packaged the rights together that quickly? Like, who came up to them and was like, yo, I'm trying to buy the rights for your whole thing?
I bet someone was waiting on the shore.
Someone was waiting on June 23rd.
Yes.
They broke like, surface.
Yeah.
And they're just like,
yes.
First kid out, hi, I'm from UTA. I would love to.
We joke, but that's most likely what happened.
Yeah.
But you got to jump on great stories. You yeah. know?
Which is absurd when you think of like how stressful this is for everybody. These are kids who probably know nothing about the machinations right. of the film industry.
Right. And now they have actors following them around, like getting their methods down, like following them at school.
Wait, so how do you hold your chopsticks? Okay. Ah, okay. You choke down a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that they're doing, it's a series, right? Not a film?
They don't know. It could be feature length or it could just be a mini series. So
got it.
They're still figuring that
I
out.
I mean, that HBO Chernobyl series look terrific.
Whoever is a Russian speaker, if you can tell me what that warning siren voice is saying in the trailer, please tell me. Let me know what that is, because that is the fucking freakiest part of that whole thing, is when that voice comes out and it's like.
It's interesting. That movie seems to posit that they all were speaking English with Russian accents.
I thought that too. I found that interesting.
Yeah. You know, honestly, like in the post-Narcos world.
Yeah.
Just keep it funky.
Yeah.
Right.
Fucking speak Russian, man. Because I get to pick up new words, too. Well, like, I'll be like, bliad.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. I'm going to write that one down. But
I feel like I get my reading in when I watch Narcos.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like, I feel more fulfilled, more enriched.
And there's something a little bit more just, I mean, for lack of a better word, realistic.
Yes.
Right.
People are speaking the
but
language.
But the acting is so much more authentic,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I hope it's in Thai and probably English. I don't want it to be, you know, whatever. Look, Netflix, do whatever the fuck you got to do.
Right. It's a very, I mean, I believe it was a Newsweek article about it that showed the picture of exactly what happened is truly crazy.
Yeah,
what
do you mean? With so, like how
oh my,
small
the tiny
spot.
Amount of space.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean,
yeah.
Wow.
That like cross section of what the cave
yes.
thing was really like.
Oh my Yo. God. It's truly a remarkable story. So I, of course, Hollywood's going to exploit it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see where it falls in the hierarchy of like true story movies. Like, will it
right.
be that Peter Berg oil thing exploding? Will it be?
Oh, that Mark Wahlberg one?
Yeah, the Mark Wahlberg, Peter Berg. I don't know why I went with the director instead of Mark Wahlberg.
No, shout out to Peter Berg.
Let's see if they right. add some love stories in here.
Right.
Or, you know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's like the best, like the high watermark? Because like they did that, Antonio Banderas did the miners that were stuck underground.
Oh, the Chilean miners?
The Chilean miners.
I never
but like
saw that.
Yeah, nobody really did.
Yeah.
So like I feel like that's one like side that you could go. Like and then the best possible version is like I guess you can't call the Social Network one, but like that was like a true story turned around in like 3 years that was pretty good.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, look, just keep it real. Let me know what happened. Take out the filler, you know?
Yeah,
don't,
yeah.
Don't drag it along. And just keep Scarlett Johansson out of it.
Right.
And we've got a hit.
Oh, Nicolas Cage 9/11 movie.
Oh, fuck. Is that the one? What's that movie that ends, that it ends up being 9/11?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
Robert
Me.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah,
Robert
right.
Pattinson, God. Remember Me.
What if they do it like that? And it was like, and it's about the Thai cave. And like, what the fuck? It was Scarlett Johansson the whole time riding a bike through Thailand.
It's a rom-com the whole time. And then... Yeah, and then real quick, I wanted to tell everybody to go read this New York Magazine cover story, and you can find it online. It's about this guy. His name is Larry Ray, and this is just like one of those stories that like it starts weird and then just gets weirder and weirder. So it starts out with this guy, Larry Ray, getting released from prison and within days moving into the campus housing that his daughter and seven other women and like one guy live in on Sarah Lawrence's campus.
Okay.
And so like really weird that a dad would move in with his daughter while she's in college, like on the college
So let's
campus.
Play this out. Guys, I'm going to have a house meeting. What's
right.
up? My dad who just got out of prison is our new roommate.
Yes, exactly.
We so live on campus.
Venmo him for half the water bill.
Right.
Okay.
she had always talked about like how their dad was this like huge hero who like always who got like a raw deal because their mom like convinced people that he was like abusive, but like he wasn't, and he was trying to actually save them from their mom who was abusive. So like the girl was like fully like, my dad is a hero, he walks on water. So he moves in, he begins instituting all these like rituals. Like he has like a meeting every night where like everybody like talks really seriously and like openly. And he's like, you just got to be honest.
What?
We've all had those roommates.
Right. But he's like, starts talking about people's sexuality, having these like really intense one-on-ones, rents an apartment over the summer and gets a bunch of the kids to spend the summer with him in this apartment where he's like, controls what they eat, controls, like, it's basically turns into, like, this weird, like, sex cult where it's, like, a 50-year-old guy who's, like, controlling all these college kids. And I don't know, man. It's just so weird. So then it, like, goes into, like, what his life has been up to that point. And he just does this with everybody that he meets. He can just, like,
get in
manipulate everybody. It's, like, crazy. It's, like, some shit you've only seen in, like, a fictional movie. One quote that I just wanted to pull from you. Apparently, super producer Anna Hosni is saying that it reminds her of Dirty John, because that's also, like, a sociopath who's very manipulative. But this dude, the court ordered a psychological evaluation of the family members, like, during the time when there was all this, you know, back and forth between he and his ex-wife, right? And the psychological evaluation came back and said that Larry is literally impossible to evaluate because he is able to manipulate and control any situation in which he finds himself, including a psychological interview with a forensic examiner, no matter how experienced that examiner may be. Mr. Ray is very good at what he does. He can be utterly charming, and one can be disarmed by his childlike simplicity and smile, but Mr. Ray is no child. He is a calculating, manipulative, and hostile man. But, like, so they sat down with him for an evaluation. They were like, I can't.
They're like, I gotta get me out.
Like, he just already just, like, got into their fucking head.
I would love to see what, like, that looks like. Because in my mind, with my arrogant ass, I'm like, yeah, get me in the room with him.
Yeah.
I would love to see that,
and
too,
then suddenly,
honestly.
Like, next thing, I'm like, hey.
You're naked.
Yeah, I'm like, can we get a tattoo artist in here? I'm getting Larry's face on my chest.
Right. There, exactly. There's, like, a part where one of the, like, housemates talks about how, like, she doesn't feel great about this dude who's, like, a criminal, and, like, she has, like, gets weird vibes from him.
Yeah.
And then before she leaves to go abroad, she writes a letter to, like, her parents, everybody in the house, all her teachers, like, anybody, being like, I disavow everything I said before. The only reason I said that is his ex-wife told me to. He is a genius. Ooh. And he, like, he just fucking gets people. Another thing he does is he gets everybody to pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, they, like, beg their parents for all this money by saying that they did, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage to his belongings. Like, they'll, like, scrape a pan or something while doing dishes for him, and he'll be like, look what you did. You fucked it up.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's,
is that my Calphalon pan?
Right, exactly.
Oh, you motherfucker. That's $15,000.
Yeah. And like, so that's how he makes his money. And then it, like, ties in. So Rudolph Giuliani's former driver, who became the NYPD commish, Bernie Carrick, like, crosses him at one point.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's about to go to jail for this pump and dump scheme that he's involved with. Larry Ray is, and he, like, asks Bernie Carrick to, like, write a letter on his behalf, and he doesn't. And Bernie Carrick is not a household name anymore because this dude just tore his career the fuck down.
How?
I mean, he found out shit that had happened in his past, or, like, affairs he had had, and just exposed them to everyone in the media.
And then also got Carrick to pay him $100,000
for
scratching his Nokia
right.
5290 or whatever
right.
the fuck phone
exactly.
that was.
Exactly. It is... It is one of the most terrifying, like, works of nonfiction I've ever read. So shout out to New York Magazine, but everybody should read it for themselves. Yeah. It's fucking
wild. And shout out to any arrogant person like me who thought, get me in the box with
right.
you fucking manipulate me. Because I'm really curious, like, for someone to even, for a professional, like, psychological examiner to say, this person
right.
is
impossible yeah. to evaluate because they will fucking control everything.
Yeah.
I want to know how that happened.
Like, yeah.
What, how, it's so interesting. And, you know, speaking of those teachers, they need their money. Can we teach in school how to spot a sociopath?
Right.
right.
Yeah. Like, just how to spot a narcissist? Like, what to do? Because they're everywhere.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's active. Like, he's still, some of these young women that he, like, brought into his apartment still, like, won't talk to their parents and, like, live
is
with him.
Is he,
and,
like, having relationships with them?
Yeah, one of them he's in a relationship with.
And then, and
another
is the whole
one,
point just to get money from everybody?
Just to control everyone, geez. To have people who do his will. And he claims he's, like, helping them.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That one of the people who lived in the house is, like, a dude who was struggling with his sexuality. He made him and one of the other girls, like, have sex in front of him to, like, while he videotaped it to prove that he wasn't gay. He's like, you're not gay, bro. Like, right
and
away.
And to prove it, have sex in front of me. On
right.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
dark.
It is wild. Anyways, that's our next great podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Called Reading Articles right. Out Loud from the New York Magazine.
That's right. All right. Well, Jackie, it has been a pleasure having you and your lovely dog in our studio today. Where can people find you?
Well, if you want to see Chooch's Instagram, my dog,
Chooch.
It's at Hello, I'm the Chooch.
Hey.
She's been on my lap
yes.
for a little while.
Y'all can check out Natch Butte wherever you podcast. New eps every Friday if you like comedy and skincare and self-care. And I'm at Natch Butte on Instagram and Jackie Michelle Johnson on Instagram. So
Yeah, yeah.
I post a lot of selfies, but you know why? Because that's what people hit like on. I'm giving people what they want.
Yeah.
You know?
And you get your dopamine response.
That's right. Yeah. And I need it.
Yeah, gimme, gimme, gimme. And remember, y'all, cream up, neck down.
That's right.
Cream up, neck down is a t-shirt. And is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Oh, yes. I just saw one this morning that I thought was appropriate. And I love when a tweet goes super viral from somebody who isn't a comedian, isn't in the business. This is a girl in Texas. Her name is at Kirko Baines.
There you go.
And her tweet is, Kirko Baines. It's cute. If white people know how to say Daenerys Targaryen, they can learn to pronounce your name correctly. Burn.
Tell them.
That's right.
Miles, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me and follow me Twitter, Instagram, at Miles of Gray. Check me out there. A tweet that I like is about, so there's a photo, right, of Hillary Clinton. Apparently she was at 30 Rock, ran into our man Pete Davidson, and someone just put, like, with the photo of them, she goes, this is from Ann V. Clark, Ann Victoria Clark. Oh, God, are they dating now? Because this man fucking, who knows, he got the Kevorka.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, he's also very powerful man. He's able to manipulate people to do whatever he wants.
And this photo is just like, I think he's just stoned out his face.
Oh, hell yeah.
And he ran into Hillary Clinton.
They both have great coats.
Yeah. Is he wearing a fur? What is that?
I think it's like a
giraffe print or something.
Yeah, it looks like some kind of like fleece printed like camo thing. Mm. And she has some kind of cool, it's not
like
babe,
a tapestry.
I don't see any ape heads on it.
A tweet I enjoyed from Chris Kelly. I'm Chris Kelly on Twitter.
Love him.
Tweeted a picture of...
Love the other two.
Just a... love the other two. Just a billboard for Big Little Lies with the names of the actresses Kidman, Witherspoon, Woodley, Kravitz, Dern, Streep. And then they like lined it up. So downward, like acrostic style, it says new lies, like spelled out in the letters of their names. And he said... What must it have felt like the moment they realized this was possible? and then
an intern ran in the room. Look, right, look, yeah. Look.
And then Smash Mouth.
The band?
Yeah.
At Somebody. Smash Mouth. Body.
At Smash Mouth tweeted, Yo, Bryce, told you not to go to Philly, jackass. The San Francisco Giant fans never boo their own players. You we're led by money only, so swim in the sea of booze now. Hot. I'm just talking shit to this great baseball player who went and signed for a lot of money. And Mambo number sixer said, did you not fucking tell all-stars to get paid?
That is so funny that they're talking shit out the Smash Mouth account.
Right.
To what, yeah. Bryce Harper?
The lead singer of Smash Mouth. I get the impression is, and you guys aren't going to like this, a total asshole.
Aww.
I like that Smash Mouth's Twitter is still on point, though. Yeah. Like, I love that they're still out there tweeting.
We should fucking goad him into some kind of social media war.
Right.
I don't have enough time for that.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page, and The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. We also have a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. We link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what's that going to be?
Okay, so for this track, this is a track called Control, because it's something we're all trying to get. And it's from Cid Rim, CIDRIM, featuring Danae Moore. And this one is called Control. So check out that one. It's Big Toe Jumping. Get your boot bumping.
All right, we're going to ride out on that. We'll be back on Monday. We hope you all have a great, safe weekend. Don't get manipulated by anyone. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.